This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Malcolm Mitchell left. Now James White out to the boundary at the left as well.
Got to protect the seams now. Atlanta's showing zone coverage.
Brady taps his helmet to indicate a route for his receivers.
Yeah, down the middle of the defense.
Snap to him. Falcons trying to get there. Brady flush. Sacked again. Grady Jarrett has done it. Two sacks in the drive. And now Gostkowski comes out to kick.
He lives with a fourth and one mindset.
We've had a lot of fun talking about Grady Jarrett over the last couple of days. We've been doing our homework, including talking with Brent Venables, the head coach at Oklahoma, yesterday.
That's my new favorite guy. I was always really excited about that booking, and like, I'm so glad that it happened. It was even better than I thought.
You're a longtime Oklahoma Sooners fan.
You know me. Come on now.
So, you know, that's how we got the number.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of you and the,
sure,
the Boomer Boosters that allowed you to get Brent Venables on the show.
Since the days of Barry Switzer and Jamil Holloway.
You have been that guy.
I sure have.
You really, really have.
Thank you for assigning that to me. But anyway, Grady Jarrett, we're very excited about that dude for a lot of different reasons. The violent hands, as discussed from Anthony Herron, the chase down way that he plays.
Sideline to sideline for a guy of that age and that position to be a sideline to sideline guy is pretty impressive.
And he's thought of in Atlanta as a franchise icon because of how beloved he's there. Former Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner. So, yeah, there's a lot to like about Grady Jarrett as a dude
nominee.
And as a player.
Two-time nominee.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Tanny. I appreciate how on top of the
Walter Payton. No, we're going to try to get that to change this year now that he's a Bear.
Yeah.
You know, we know a guy.
That would be great.
We know some people.
We know some people that might be able to help out in that regard.
Just a nominee.
There we go. I blew out a tire.
Lawrence is so distraught that he's a two-time nominee and never a winner. But I told you, Lawrence, it's going to be fine.
Up.
We're going to make it happen.
Breaking up.
It's got me tearing up.
He's sad how close I am with Brent Venables.
Yes. Ruined my December. Roll Tide.
Uh-huh.
Your new favorite Bear. He spoke today, and this is why he's your new favorite Bear.
Monday had to be a little bit of a whirlwind for you. Can you kind of describe the emotions of that and also just starting new at 31, 32 years old here in Chicago?
Yeah, man. It definitely was a whirlwind. And but you know what? It come with the game. You know, if you play as long as I have, you know, and you want to keep playing, I mean, that time, you know, is inevitable almost. But, you know, my best days are still ahead of me. And, you know, I just kind of took it how it come. And, you know, through faith, you know, just trusting that something will come along. I think the perfect match came along when I had the opportunity to join this team, being a part of something that is going to start here special, me being somebody who wants to be in a position to compete for championships, encourage the younger guys around me, and just really share my experience and my hunger for greatness to others who want to achieve it. I'm in a special place in a special time in a special moment where I'm supposed to be. And I'm just really, really trusting the process, man. And that's how I got here.
Can you recount those few hours of really leaving a place that you've been your entire career and then obviously didn't have to wait long to find a new home?
Yeah. You said recount the time? Like, what? Oh, yeah. I mean, that time was like, it's like your head spinning, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to battle a lot of emotions, you know, things like that. But you also don't want to make emotional decisions and emotional reactions because you can feel a lot of things when you don't expect something to happen, which we don't got to talk about too much. But you got to have, you know, I trust in my work, my faith, my resume, the things that's carried me through my career, hard work, dedication, respecting the game, playing it the right way. And it came true, you know, when I got the opportunity to come here, you know. And a lot of times, I never have been a free agent before, but a lot of times people think, you know, you become a free agent, the whole world gonna come after you and you know, just line up, everybody wanna get free agent, but sometimes it ain't the case. But all it takes is one team to really love you, love what you're about, follow, you know, and I was fortunate enough to fall in a situation, and the love was mutual, and being able to just start here and have a fresh start is something that I'm super, super excited about. Being in one place for 10 years is definitely something special. Atlanta was my hometown, is my hometown, with or without the Falcons. Atlanta will always have a special place in my heart, and I'll have a special place in the people there that supported me. But in this new chapter of my life, I'm so happy to be here in a great city like Chicago, an organization who has a history of just being, you know, just dominant defense, legendary players, Hall of Famers. You know, I'm watching from afar, you know, be able to walk in the building as associated with Walter Payton. I've been a two-time Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee. I've met his family a couple of times. So the pride that I have in this place, I didn't even know it really lived into me until I walked into the building. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just so fired up. Sorry, y'all.
Grady, Patrick Finley with the Chicago Sun-Times right here. I know there's nothing official yet, but the times that you matched up against Drew Dahlman in practice, what were those matchups like?
I mean, Drew is tough. Drew is smart, Stanford guy. He's big, strong, quick. I think something that makes Drew so difficult when you're a defensive lineman going against him, I think his hat speed with like the way he can reach nose tackles, even reach three techniques, be able to eject the three technique out when the guard make a base block, the power and knowing how to climb up. And I mean, working against him in Atlanta, he was so smart. You know, he had some great guys working with him as well. But to see his growth as a rookie to where he come now, I mean, dude's a beast, man. I'm happy that he's going to be here, and I think he's going to bring a lot to this team.
Hi, Grady. Courtney Cronin, ESPN. How much of the Bears' investment in having two edge rushers here was, you know, factored into your decision of wanting to come here?
Oh, man, big time, big time. No Montez Sweat, Atlanta guy. Haven't got to spend much time with him, but through mutual respect and mutual people that we know, definitely know about him. And when the Bears brought him here, that said a lot about how they feel about him, too. So guy been dominant, so I'm fortunate to be able to play with him. And also the other signings that we made, I mean, I think the effort that's being put into the front, I mean, coach, believe in it. You know, you're going to win the game in the trenches, offensive, defensive line. And then for going through training camp, going through practice, I don't have better guys to sharpen my sword against. You know what I'm saying? Because they going to come every day and give you the all. I played against these guys, man, and it's been battles, you know. So and I know what Drew about. And then they're going to be able to practice against each other, iron sharpen iron. And it's going to be, I think training camp going to be fun. It's going to be physical. Me and Ben talked earlier, he has my mind a little trash talk. You know, I go right back at it with him. So it's going to be competitive, man. So it's some new energy, new vibes in the building, and we want it all.
The edge guys always get the glory, but 36 and a half career sacks is no slouch. How have you been able to be so disruptive from the interior for the last 10 years?
You know, the I think just really just being relentless in the pass rush on 36 sacks. I am the franchise leader in quarterback hits as well. And I was, you know, sometimes guys throw that in there. you know, sometimes you get seasons. Sometimes where guys may have like 8 hits, but they might have 6 sacks. You're like, dang, but you might have a guy who have 20, 25 hits and have 3 or 4 sacks, you know? So, but affecting the quarterback is the bottom line. Getting them off the spot, getting them uncomfortable. So to be able to be in a position from an interior standpoint, it means a lot, you know, especially when you're going to have dominant guys from the outside coming there every direction and whatever else Coach Allen draw up, you know? So being able to be a piece to add to this already group that's here, I mean, it means a lot.
Grady, Matt Zahn, CBS Chicago over here. You said your best days, you feel like your best days are still ahead of you.
Obviously,
you've had some pretty good days in your career. So at age 31, what gives you the confidence that you still have your best days in front of you?
Because if I didn't have that confidence, I wouldn't be sitting here. You know, if I got comfortable after my first contract extension, I wouldn't be sitting here. If I got comfortable after my second contract extension, I wouldn't be sitting here. And at the end of the day, this new contract that I got with a new team is just motivating me, you know. And I'm going to be like that till, you know, the day I can't do this no more. But until that, I'm going to always strive to be better. I'm going to always strive to learn. And you know, you never really figure it all out. The day you think you figure it all out, you're going to go down. So that's what I'm excited about, and that's what I'm confident in. My body is good, my body is strong, and my mind is, you know, hungry to learn. I'm just in a position to where I'm in a special place at the right time around the right people, and I'm super excited for what's to come.
Do you still feel like a young guy?
I mean, we about to start OTAs. We're gonna line it up. They're gonna see that strength, that speed, all that. So. I mean, you don't know me, obviously, yet, but you'll see. You get to learn, and I'm confident in my abilities to be highly productive and have my best seasons still ahead of me.
Damn.
Grady, I'm over here to your left. I'm Herb Howard with the Bigs, man. You talked about trash-talking with Coach. I saw a mic'd-up clip with you. I was playing the Packers, and you passionately told Jordan Love to pipe down. I'm glad you know what I'm talking about, though. Was that just a regular football interaction, or was that something just a little bit more?
Man, you know, when you're playing ball, man, you know, doing this, you know, being professional and being able to talk and communicate with people is something. But when you're playing ball, you cross some lines, you got to be able to go in that dark place, you know. And sometimes what happened in that dark place, you know, it get a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? And just being a competitor. And I talked about mic'd up with some of the new media team here, and I was like, yeah, I know I got some crazy ones. And that was released. So the stuff that's not released got to be super crazy. But you got to have that dog in you, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, Jordan Love is a good quarterback. But, you know, my thing is,
let's go.
So if y'all already can't hit the quarterback so many different ways. See, first of all, I chased him down the field over 50 yards. I went and caught him. So I got that speed on me too. That was 2 years ago, so I'm only getting fast. So then to walk away from me talking mess, I mean, what we doing? We ain't, you know what I'm saying? But I'm excited I get to go against him two times a year now. And you know, just try to help this organization get some wins over that other team.
Okay, we got to pause it there. There's more Grady, but we got to pause it there.
Because he's talking about the Packers quarterback.
Yes.
And he hates the Packers quarterback.
He knows where he's at. He knows where he's at. And what I love about it is I not only want to watch Grady Jarrett play his bear, I also now want to go to dinner with him. Because you could see him like holding back and then be like, you know what? Let me just tell y'all what it is. Here's what it is that this dude, I'm going to chase him around and I'm going to talk and all this stuff. I told y'all he was going to be your favorite bear. I told you. And even just the stuff that he's talking about, I'm in a special place at the right time with special people.
Oh, yeah, man. Can we listen to him on the Mic'd Up with Jordan Love? Can we listen to this play? Because this is, he chases him down the field and Jordan says something to him after Grady's the one who chases him down and makes a sack. And Grady said something back.
Gotta get to him. When I get there, I'm gonna give him a little hug, put him down. I ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. But I'm gonna get there though. It's gonna be all love.
I know you're gonna hustle.
No love for love, baby.
You better get down. Can I say it? I think I can say it, right?
No love for love.
No love for love.
No, you can.
I think I can. You better get down, little bitch.
Pipe down? Did he say pipe down?
Pipe down. Oh, pipe down?
Yeah, he might have said.
I thought he said better get down.
Just for clarity's sake, let's hear it again.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You better pipe down, little. I just gotta get to him. When I get there, I'm gonna give him a little hug, put him down. I ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. But I know I'm gonna get there though. It's gonna be all love.
I know you're gonna hustle. No love for love, baby.
And yes, you better pipe down, little bitch. I mean,
you're enjoying saying that.
I'm enjoying saying it.
Mitch is on the hot one.
I'm enjoying saying it. I'm enjoying hearing it. I'm giving it to you nice and clean. So we've got it. And man, that is, yes, Lawrence, your new favorite bear. And he hates Jordan Love. Let's go.
He hates Jordan Love. He is talking about how this is going. Things are changing here. It's competitive. New vibes in the building. And we want it all. What a quote.
Yeah, man.
What a quote. There's more. Here's Grady Jarrett.
Hey, Grady. Alex Shapiro, Chicago Sports Network, right here. Right in the middle. Here you go.
Gotcha.
Hey there. Over the large portion of your career, you've been an extremely durable player. I'm just curious, what has been the key for you to stay on the field consistently throughout your career?
I think the work that you put in the offseason, the conditioning, the training, the things that people don't see, when things that you do when people aren't watching, the time that you spend away from the facility is very critical, and everything counts. You know, sometimes in life you think you can separate things and, you know, maybe I'll do this here, but, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. And that's what's been able to keep me healthy. And then the year I did get hurt in 23 was just, it was a reset for me, knowing that I did everything I did to be ready and to be able to, you know, go through an ACL injury was a new challenge for me. And also gave me the perspective that, because even up to that point, I only missed 2-3 games in my whole career, you know. So I'm thinking like, you know, I got this figured out, you know, to have my body right, do this and that. For that to happen, it happened on like a not even a hard play. That just gave me the reminder, just don't take this for granted, you know. And the journey that I had to take to go from a week 8 injury, a knee injury, and be able to be ready for training camp the following year, not play with it, you know, to give my all every single day. It took me to another level of preparation, hunger, appreciation. Because when you're removed from something that's so important to you and you physically can't do the things you're used to doing, even at the beginning of post-surgery rehab, not being able to, you know, go to the bathroom by yourself, just small things, even like protecting your family, the things, you know what I'm saying, like just being a little bit enabled. As a man, it challenges you in a way that only if you was in that position you could learn from. And that's a position that I would never have learned if I didn't go through that. So that was a reason, you know, so be able to come back, play a full season, be productive. And that was one of my goals. And I'm super proud of myself for that. But also being more removed from that injury, I'm just going to get better. And so I'm glad for that moment, which was a hard moment, but I learned a lot.
Grady, what kind of leadership do you think you're going to bring to this defensive line? I mean, it's a relatively younger group, yeah. And you're kind of the elder statesman coming in.
I think just me just going to be myself, working every day, putting in work day in and day out, giving tips where they're willing to receive, and just hanging out with them. I think being around the guys is going to be special. I think the time we spend with each other on the offseason is going to be critical, especially on the field, and just grinding, pushing each other to as hard as we can and just being the best. And I think just we all looking for our next level, you know what I'm saying? And me being somebody who really don't rest on the things that I've done, trying to look forward and be better, I think that's something to where it shows the guys that we all in this together. You know, I'm not coming to just come and try to demand it. You know, they may know of me, but they don't know me yet. You know, we got to take time to learn each other, spend time, and we got to grind together. You know, we got to bleed together. And that's what I'm excited about, being in a new place.
This guy.
And being to have a fresh start for myself, you know, as well. And because, you know, when you at a place for so long, when people come in, it could be you know, people don't want to like overstep or like take the, when they, none of that here, you know, we all in it together, you know, we all in it together. And that's one thing I definitely want my teammates to know, but I'm gonna work every day, you know, and I'm never going to ask anybody to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. But I'm just super excited to be a part of this locker room. And that's really it.
Let's go. Let's effing go. That dude is a grown ass man, a leader on a team. He'd be a leader among a team full of leaders. That guy.
Yep.
Woo! That is, how about how aggressively they went after him because they knew what he is?
Well, and the Matt Ryan connection rears its head again, where Matt Ryan is able to vouch for Grady Jarrett because they played together for as long as they did, and Matt Ryan played with Ryan Poles over at BC. So there's that connection that's brought into it. But I don't know how you walk away from listening to Grady Jarrett wax poetic and not be like, yeah, you can go ahead and put the helmets and pads on right now.
Here's some of the textures right now. Holy cow, LFG men, screw the Danny Parkins Caleb jersey. Sign me up for a Grady jersey. Great job, Poles and Johnson. Here's one. Jarrett sounds like Akeem Hicks, a vet who will wreck some pockets. That's Grady in Iowa. This is giving me flashbacks to Pernell McPhee.
I'm violent.
Because I'm incredibly violent.
Sounds like Grady Jarrett would show up for his hits, though. Yeah. I would love for that. Isn't it wild that he spoke for 6 minutes and he's already our favorite Chicago Bear of all time? That's how it feels for me.
It's pretty great, and it's exciting. And look, there's more. That's right, Pernell. You
that's
are.
Right. Yes.
There's more that we need to discuss, because what about the other side of the ball?
We will. But, man, like, people are going to be going out and buying Grady Jarrett jerseys and going, like, you got to get to that dark place. And how about how much? I'm sorry, I'm not done reacting. How about how much he said?
We do need to break.
Oh, we do?
It's literally in the doc. That's why I was trying to do it.
Why start following it now, you know?
Hey, get your passion out there. What do I say every time? Yeah, if you're passionate, go.
No, let's take a break.
Hold on to your passion.
And my pants. Hold your pants.
Hold your pants. Because we got to hear from the new guards.
Let's do it.
We know where they're playing, too. We'll discuss that next here on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.